Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are truly delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. Well, it's been a little over a month since Pope Leo XIV's election, and he's already impacted millions of Catholics around the world. Whether it's his words or his witness or his vision for the church, many have found in Pope Leo XIV to be a light for our times. So our question went out last week, and it was this: what in particular is most encouraging, inspiring, or hopeful for you regarding Pope Leo XIV? It was a great question. Yeah. We had an overwhelming response.
As soon as it went out, 250,000 people responded. Never had anything like that. And that just grew and grew. 2,400 and many more after that made comments. And we want to hear from you. We want you to call us today. There's nothing too little, too small, what you think, what you see, what he has said, what's going on with you, what's encouraging you, motivating you, inspiring you, building hope in you regarding Pope Leo XIV. 1-800-221-9460. 1-800-221-9460. 205-271-2980. Get your calls in now or email us. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, and we hope and pray that you all had a blessed Father's Day, celebrating, first of all, your priest, your holy fathers, and praying for them and loving them. And we had a beautiful gathering on Saturday for the Seven Sisters Apostolate here in the state of Alabama. And we got to, a bunch of women got together. It was close to 70 women who have a special apostolate where they pray 1 hour, one day a week, just for their priest. And it's a blessing to bless our priest. If you want to learn more about that, go out to Seven Sisters Apostolate. And if your priest is not being prayed for, he needs to be. He needs your prayers and he needs your love and your support.
Bishops as well.
Bishops as well, yep. Which is exciting.
It's a beautiful vision.
And then it was Father's Day on Sunday. And so one of our four children had the great idea of saying, hey, let's get together earlier so that we could celebrate our husbands and our sons and brothers can be celebrated. But let's celebrate Daddy on Thursday.
Yeah.
So what we did is we went to a great restaurant, just the original four and the two of us. So it was Matthew, Anna, Rebecca, and Wesley, and Jim and Joy, and we went to dinner.
So we did that on Thursday, as you said. And so Sunday was kind of a laid-back Father's Day with no children, no grandchildren, just us together. You made me a beautiful Italian meal, the basic stuff, a tremendous sauce. Pasta, spaghetti, al dente, meatballs. You bought me a number of things that were really nice. The shirt I have on, I have great new shoes on, which is really, really wonderful.
You needed new shoes.
But the time on Thursday with the family at the restaurant was so nice. And it was amazing because I had this sense of, this is our original unit. You know, we're always with our kids and all the grandkids, 17 grandkids, I believe 9 with the Lord. We have 26 grandchildren. But it was just us without the grands, and we love the grands. But it was like, wow, and we just started reflecting on our lives together, various times and seasons, things I had done, and everybody sharing about it. And it was just an absolute delight. You know, of all the treasures of this world that you can possibly have, there's nothing like human life. And it's a miracle to have one child. Everything has to go right to have a child, and only a few things have to go wrong. So you know, having biological children, foster care, adoptions, spiritual children, all that was really beautiful. It was a delightful night to look into their eyes, into their faces, and at the end, just, I could barely, I just told them how I loved them, each one, looked into their eyes and affirmed them as best I could do that, because there's nothing like the loving affirmation, the gaze of the Father, the Heavenly Father, and His trusting earthly fathers to look into the children's eyes and to say, you're my beloved daughter, and I'm really pleased with you. You're my beloved son, and I'm pleased with you. I can still see my father's face You know, looking into my eyes and expressing love to me. Call us about what you are inspired about with this new Holy Father, encouraged about. 1-800-221-9460. Call now, 205-271-2980. What's encouraging you about Pope Leo XIV? We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, the theme for today's show is what in particular is most encouraging, inspiring, or hopeful for you regarding Pope Leo XIV. Please give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, 205-271-2980. And I guess, you know, the greatest shock was that he was an American, right? And so, because everybody always thought there'll never be an American pope. But it just goes to show you, what do we know? God knows. And so I'm excited. What excites me and that I think is inspiring so about him. First of all, he's going to be 70, right?
Yeah.
But he's a young 70. He's vibrant. He's healthy. And that is beautiful. And, you know, we watched Pope Benedict's health decline. We watched Pope John Paul's health decline. We watched St. Francis's health decline.
Not St. Francis, but Pope Francis.
Pope Francis, right? And so you see that, and that's part of the journey. They started off young, too, and that's the beautiful part of the journey and the richness of our Catholic heritage also. But he's a light. I feel like he's a light. Yeah. I believe that he's been called for a time such as this. He certainly has a lot on his plate. We as Catholics need to be praying for him daily, because just think about what he's up against in this whole technological with AI and the church's response and the world's response. And I mean, his opinion, everything that he values, and navigating those waters. Yeah. He needs a great wisdom from on high, because God knows about all that, but man doesn't. And so just the beauty of that. And he smiles a lot, and you can read his affections on his face. He responds. He's happy. He's sad. He's alive. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, you see when he gets so taken and choked up with somebody or he's having a moment when he's in prayer. I mean, I just love studying his face because I think it reveals his heart. And I'm very excited and happy about our new Pope.
So what is it that's inspiring you or is touching you? What is it that you're seeing, that you're hearing, that brings you hope? You need to call us and let us know, or you need to email us or Facebook us and let us know. So we've got a quote here of Pope Leo XIV to the world. He says, "We want to say to the world with humility and joy, look to Christ, draw near to him. Welcome his word that enlightens and consoles. Listen to his proposal of love so we may become his one family. In the one Christ, we are one." Pope Leo XIV, inaugural homily, May 18th, 2025. Great words.
Great words.
These words are always really like holistic. Mm-hmm. They're connected to other things. They come together. And a lot of what he seems to say is about, we're a community.
Right.
We're a family.
Right.
We should be in unity with one another. We need to manifest this unity. We need to stand up against any kind of disunity. We're all one together in the Lord.
Right.
We must propose this to others.
And that is so hopeful. And yes, when he came out on the Logio, how he said, first words to us were, "Peace to you all." I mean, we all need peace in this world that is war-torn between Ukraine and Russia and Iran and Israel and all the wars that are going on in families, in homes, in nations. We need peace. And he's saying peace to you all, those who are suffering. He wants to give us the words of peace, the words of love, the words of Christ. At any given point in time in our lives, we all need to hear those words, peace. And it just kind of calms the storm. It's like, oh, you know, and I'm extremely grateful. And so I encourage all of you to pray for Pope Leo, pray for his intentions. EWTN has given us some great coverage of the masses all the way up through Pentecost and Holy Week and everything with him. And it has just been so beautiful. Yeah. And it's been packed. St. Peter's, I mean, just the mass that we watched on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It has been so beautiful. Yeah. And especially on Pentecost when the Pope was, he went out among the people before the mass. I don't know how many babies that man kissed. But who I felt sorry for were for all the guys, you know, who accompany him, who were picking up all these babies and bringing them to the Pope mobile, and he was kissing them and blessing them. And that's just life, and it just delights your heart. And I just love his vibrancy at this particular point in time, and my heart is happy for that.
Give us a phone call and let us know your thoughts about this Holy Father and what's touching you with him, or email us, Facebook us. There's so much goodwill coming his way. You know, you just really sense that. You feel that. Like, we want you to succeed. Of course, he has an anointing from the Lord that's upon him, but that doesn't guarantee you do everything right or say everything right. It should guarantee that he upholds the faith and morals of the church. We're expecting that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his particular style and who he is and what he brings, it's just really unique, and mm-hmm. so we want to pray for him, as you've said, again and again.
Well, we have Pat on the phone. Pat, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. Your question or your comment about the Pope.
Hi.
Go right ahead, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Jim and Joy, hi.
Hey.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, ever since I saw our new Pope, he just exudes with his smile such fatherly love that I just love him. Mm-hmm. And that's my impression of him. He just loves us,
yes.
You know, and I can't help but love him.
Mm, yeah. No, Pat, that is true. I think when we see him at home, I'm saying to Jim, I love him. I love him. I mean, I don't know why I love him, but I love him. And I think he does. I think he exudes a father's heart, and it comes across in his face and in his mannerisms, and he makes himself very lovable.
Yeah, Pat makes a great point. You know, I was thinking about Father's Day, right?
Yes.
So, you know, my father's deceased many years now, your father's deceased, and I was just thinking about him and, you know, about maybe words he spoke. So, but you know what? I don't have a lot of, you know, long sharings or memories, but I have his face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of scenes, not even a lot, you know, but I have his face. When we were playing catch, I was telling you, we were playing catch. We didn't usually play catch or baseball. He was a milkman. He was up 3 o'clock in the morning doing stuff. But we had a little bit of time. We played catch, and I could still see his face. I could still see his eyes. I could still see his smile. I could see when he was relaxed. And I did think to myself, he's going to die someday. Mm-hmm. You know, I got that, and I need to appreciate this. Or his face. He was a good Catholic guy. He wasn't overtly, like, you know, religious and. But I could still see him one time in the pew at church, and I was sitting next to him, and all of a sudden I look over, and he's got his rosary beads in his hands, and he's looking up at the crucifix of Christ, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he had such a nice smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's saying. I see the Heavenly Father's mm-hmm. reflection coming through this Pope, and he's looking at me, and I sense the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily the doctrines or his style or whatever, and it should be all that as
right.
well, what he's
right.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying there's just something, his spirit, the
right.
spirit of the Father is coming through him as our Papa. That's
right.
what Pope means, our Papa.
Well, and I want to encourage you all, if you don't get the National Catholic Register, because the National Catholic Register did great articles, and they did a whole newspaper filled with everything on Pope Leo. And who is this man? And then Matthew Bunsen wrote that great book about Pope Leo. You can get that book at EWTNRC.com.
You can order it now. Yeah.
So there's information out there and ways that you want to learn. You know that he used to celebrate as a little boy. He would celebrate and practice mass on the ironing board at home with his brothers. I mean, I just love that about him. And there was so many beautiful stories that, you know, he came from a family. He came from a mother and a father, and he had two brothers. Yeah. He came from a family. That's where popes and priests and cardinals and bishops come from. We have another comment. It says, his kindness, gentleness, patience, and faith, the light of Christ shines so brightly through Pope Leo XIV. Watching him be elected as our new Holy Father greatly inspired my pre-K class and seemed to make them more interested in their faith. They admire Pope Leo so much. And this is Sarah from Facebook. Mm-hmm. How beautiful is that, right? So this generation, this pre-K class, what an impact. They will remember that. This will be the Pope of their raising. We hope and pray he lives a long time, right? And so... And that is special. And so we have to share. We've heard from our Protestant friends congratulating us on our new Pope. But it's not just for the Catholic Church, what it means for the world. I mean, there was so much coverage in EWTN. I mean, there was so much coverage and people watching and learning about the Catholic Church and people converting. I need to be Catholic. Number one thing on Google is what do I have to do to be Catholic? I mean, it was that attractive. Yeah. And so we as Catholics, we need to be excited about that. We need to be happy and we need to be light and salt and point everybody to Jesus and say, watch our Holy Father.
Well, thanks so much for your comments and your call. Hundreds of thousands of people responded. We've never had anything like it, just saying what they're seeing in this Holy Father. Something's afoot, something really wonderful, and hopefully it will lead to the renewal of the church and an awakening in the United States of America and throughout the entire world. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Be encouraged. Don't go away.
Anyone knows what's going on with Pope Leo XIV? It's Joan Lewis in Rome. Now, let's go to Joan's report on the latest with our Pope.
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy, after another weekend, a Jubilee weekend in Rome, a very hot Rome. It was the Jubilee of sports, and of course, we have a Pope who loves sports. We have Pope Leo. He plays tennis, and as a matter of fact, he's a big fan of his native Chicago's baseball team, called the White Sox. Now, last Wednesday at the general audience, someone gave him a baseball cap from the White Sox, which he wore very briefly but with a big smile on his face. And then over the weekend, Saturday the 14th, there was a huge, joyous celebration and baseball game in Chicago in the stadium of the White Sox. This was arranged by the Archdiocese to salute their native son, Pope Leo. And of course, it ended with Mass. It was a very, very festive day. And the Pope brought a message from Rome, a videotaped message. And he said, he expressed encouragement and urged people to continue to build up community and friendship. And then he had wonderful words for young people. Look into your own hearts to recognize that God is present and perhaps in many different ways is reaching out to you, is calling you, inviting you to know his son, Jesus Christ, to find ways we may be able to do something with our own lives to serve others. And you've probably noticed by now, Jesus is part of every homily, talk, whenever he speaks, Pope Leo talks about Jesus. Now you asked me what most gives me hope or encouragement or inspires me about Pope Leo. I have to be honest, just about everything. But what has most struck me is his serenity in embracing this ministry of the Supreme Pontiff. And you know what? That serenity has been very contagious, as has been his warmth, his smile, his gentleness. Pope Leo's ease with which he circulates among people and among languages and among cultures. He's really been an amazing man, and you know, he's his own person. That's what we have to know about him. He has a great sense of confidence, but he is known to be a fantastic listener. He wants to learn, he wants to share, he wants to create unity and community. Now, one word which he uses quite often is disarm. Very often, of course, he's referring to weapons and to wars, but there's also disarming words. He has advised communicators to be careful of how they choose words. They can harm or heal. They can unite or divide. And he said, to serve the truth, we must disarm words. And this is all part of a broader message of the need for calm, for reflection, for bearing in mind that all situations have complexities. Now, I have to say, as a Catholic and as a journalist, I revel in Pope Leo's clarity in teaching. And I'm going to quote a friend who paraphrased St. Paul, who once said, there's faith, hope, and clarity. And the greatest of these is clarity. Well, of course, St. Paul actually said charity. But it's important to have that clarity in teaching. And also, we must remember the Augustinian values of unity, community, service, truth, and love. All of these values underpin the Pope's approach to leadership and his vision for the church. Every single time he talks, he mentions St. Augustine. So you know what? Maybe we have a MAGA Pope. Make Augustine great again. On that, back to you.
John, what a beautiful sharing, a delightful, and you made so many good points about our Holy Father. Thank you so very, very much. You add so much to this show. Mm-hmm. And so we thank God for all of you, and we are closing in another word from Pope Leo. He says, let us build a church founded in the love of God and a sign of unity. Let us be a missionary church that opens its arms to the world, that proclaims the word, that allows itself to be unsettled by history, and that becomes a leaven of concord for all of humanity. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us tomorrow, now that'll be Wednesday and Thursday, for Catholic evangelista Sonia Corbett on the show to be with us, to speak with us about her new book, Love Heals. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But we're wounded in our hearts, soul, our mind, and our strength. We must be healed. God bless you. God bless all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.